I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Spirit anew, that I may say what you have anointed me to say, and then do what you have anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of all praise, you are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, my brothers and sisters in the Lord, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching us as we stream live on the internet. We greet you once again in the blessed name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from a familiar passage of Scripture, John 3:16. And when you have found it, say amen. And let us begin. Let's all sing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you. You may be seated. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to use a topic this morning. God's love for us is revealed in his Son. God's love for us is revealed in his Son. February, my brothers and sisters, in the United States has been designated as Black History Month. This month is designed to pay tribute to the generations of African Americans who struggled with adversity to achieve full citizenship here in this country. Strangely enough, a country by which was built on the labor of slave, the labor that was sanctioned and declared. Even the White House was built literally by the memory of a black man. There have been many blacks who fought for freedoms and civil liberties that we enjoy today. And we must never forget the struggles of many men and women who made these things possible. We must continue the struggle, continue to battle. For if we do not move forward, there are those who want to take us back and not give us the freedoms and the civil liberties that we have fought and struggled for. For God so loved the world. God's love for us is revealed in his Son. My brothers and sisters, God has a love relationship with man. In Psalm 8 and 4 through 6, it states, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and have crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet." Man was created as God's own representative on earth. Over this whole entire creation that God himself spoke into existence. But when we see what God has done over this creation, we see how man was made a little lower than the angels. And some interpretations have actually said that man was made a little lower than God. Now, some would say that's hypocrisy, but if you look into the original text, it says it speaks of God in the Hebrew language. David was amazed that God had exalted a finite man to such a place of honor. What is it that caused man to be on God's mind? The answer is the love of God. For God is love, for it was the love of man whom he made in his image and likeness. For it was God who said, "Let us," plural. And I baffled the Sunday school, my Bible study class. I said, when God said, "Let us make man," who was he speaking to? Us is plural, meaning more than one. Why did he not say, "Let me make man"? He said, "Let us." And the historical text tells us that God was speaking to the Trinity here, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So God said, "Let us make man after our image and after our likeness and give man authority and power." And the realization is that God is literally saying, we are making man to look like us from a spiritual perspective and not from a physical perspective. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And spirits do not have a body. So God said, "Let us make man after our image, after our own likeness." And that was a spiritual likeness of God that you and I have. The realization is that each and every one of us have a spirit. Let me get into your neighborhood. Because some of us have spirits that look just like God, but then there are other folks that have spirit that does not look like God. How can you say that, Pastor? Because God's spirit is loving, but there are some spirits that are unloving. And so when we want to look like God, we have a loving spirit and the loving characteristics. And if you have a loving characteristic, then you begin to look like God, act like God, walk like God, talk like God, and do all of the things that God is pleased with. But if that other spirit is in you, then you do not look like God, and you are not in the image of God, nor the likeness of God. My brothers and sisters, when we see this type of love, it is revealed by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, that invisible spirit that comes on the inside of us and takes up residence. That Holy Spirit that transformed us into the image that God would like us to be. Because the way we are, we will not look like God the way we are. But the Holy Spirit is reconciling us, moving stuff out of us that we can now come into the presence of a holy God with a Holy Spirit within us. For the Holy Spirit is the divine agent who expresses to a believer the love of God, and that is that God's love for him. God loves for each and every one of us. And the reality of God's love is a believer's heart gives the assurance. The reality of God's love in a believer's heart gives the assurance and even the guarantee that the believer hopes is in God, and his promise of glory is not misplaced and will not fail. The Holy Spirit does a lot of work because we have a hope and an expectation concerning all the things that God has sanctioned, declared, and decreed. There's nothing can compare and nothing can separate us from the love of God. There's nothing that can compare and nothing can separate us from the love of God. How can you say that? I'm glad you asked again, because Paul states in Romans 8 and 38, 39, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There it is. There's absolutely, undeniably, and explicitly nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Now you, by your free will, can walk away from God, but God will not walk away from you. Nothing can separate us. There are 10 items here that says all of these things are accountable. But when you love God, when God says, I love you, God says, I love you unconditionally. And our Jesus Christ gave us, makes the difference in our life and in our relationship, because the way we are, we would never have a relationship with the Lord. How do you say it? Here's why. Because you would have never been a Christian if you had not had a relationship with the Lord. How do you know that? Because no man will come to him unless Jesus calls him. Everyone who became a disciple were called by the Lord. They didn't willingly go. The Lord said, you did not choose me, but I chose. And because he's choosing us, now I understand emphatically, undeniably, how Jesus could actually say, Father, all that you gave me, I have kept. Because there's some that the Lord do not even know. Because they don't know who the Lord is. My brothers and sisters, it is because of Jesus Christ that nothing can break our love relationship with God the Father. Jesus did it. Not our goodness, not our title, our position, not because I'm a pastor, not because I'm a minister, not because I can explain scripture to the nth degree, but because of who he is. Everything that I am, everything that I know comes directly from the throne. And every time you hear me stand here, the Lord is speaking parenthetically to each and every one of us. Because the Lord